Hey guys, it's Shannon, and I'm here to tell you about a life changer that I didn't even know that I needed until it happened. Brooklinen sheets. I got mine this past Friday, and I was so excited because I felt like a grown-up with actual fancy sheets. The first thing I noticed was how soft these sheets are. Brooklinen sheets are hands down the softest sheets I've ever felt on my body. And if you know me, you know that soft is probably one of my favorite things in life. I'm kind of a weirdo when it comes to soft stuff. Like if I'm walking through the clothing section at the store, I will literally stop in my tracks so that I can touch and rub on a soft shirt. That's how much I like it. And I'm one of those people that wears my activity tracking watch to sleep at night so I can tell how good I'm sleeping. And last night, I got the best night's sleep that I've had since I got my watch. And the only thing that was different was my Brooklinen sheets. I know that you're going to think that Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on, just like I do. So Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just because you are such an amazing fan of Stuff with Shannon. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. And listen to this. They're so sure that you'll love your Brooklinen sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. That means you can't go wrong. These sheets will change your sleeping life, I promise. So go to brooklinen.com, that's B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N.com, and enter the promo code Shannon. That's Shannon with one N, and that's only because my mom was over-medicated when she did my birth certificate. She was not trying to be fancy or anything like that. Brooklinen sheets, though, they feel extra fancy, but they're affordable fancy. These really are the best sheets ever. So check them out, brooklinen.com, and make sure you use the promo code Shannon at checkout.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. La la la.
Were they relieved to finally get this neurotic OCD freak out of their hands for a little bit? If I had a child, they would be a senior in high school, and I would be riding the bus with them and taking video and...
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Deontay.
Shannon.
Your kids are back in school.
Finally.
Finally or already?
Both.
Okay.
So... I've said over and over how I hate the school year, and I really do. It's just so chaotic, and there's so much to do, and there's not enough downtime, and the extracurricular activities kick back in. You have homework and mandatory reading, and I really prefer just the laid back nothingness of it all.
Right.
But about a week before school starts, my kids really, really start to get on my nerves. I mean, they're on my nerves all the time because they're kids. But I would still prefer to have them on my nerves and be out of school than to be in school and then they come home and then they're really on my nerves. But we successfully got everyone back to school. And I think this year was a little harder than it has been in the past.
And why do you say that?
Well, Jude started kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
But he's still at his preschool because it's a Spanish immersion preschool, and the public school that the big kids are at has a Spanish immersion program, but it doesn't start until first grade.
Okay, real quick, just let me say about this school that you're talking about. Jake has been going there for over the summer, or since the summer started.
Oh, okay.
For at least a couple days a week. He can't go now because there's a wait list because it's such a good place.
Yeah.
But he's been going, and let me tell you, he's 3 and a half. He can count to 13 in Spanish. He can sing Spanish songs. He will just be sitting there and all of a sudden say things in Spanish. It's amazing.
It really is.
It's so cool to watch. I don't know how they do it, but just to see the results of their work is so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping a spot opens up soon.
Oh,
please,
yeah.
Please somebody drop out of school so my nephew can get back in.
It really is. And it's such a special place. And I think that's part of the reason I had such a hard time this year, because we started at that school when Sydney was 2 and she's 10 now.
Yeah.
So this is going to be our 9th year at the school, but it's our last year because Jude
is gonna be
kindergarten.
Going,
right. And then after that, he leaves. And so I think the combination of him starting kindergarten and then this being our last year at the school really hit me hard this year.
Yeah.
And I normally don't get real emotional over the first day of school and when they, it's just not.
It's not who you are.
Yeah, it just doesn't hit me that hard, but I had such a hard time this year and I had to hold it together. He was so excited about starting school and turning five and there's all this. And then as soon as we got out of the building, I just lost it.
Yeah.
Because these people have been in our lives for so long and my big kids come back and they love on them and it's just such a nurturing environment and I really, really struggled. And then he struggled last week, which was tough.
What do you mean he struggled?
I think there's a big jump between pre-K and kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
Generally in pre-K, you still kind of have, it's still pretty low key. You have naps still and maybe snack time. And kindergarten is where they really kind of start to learn the structure of school. And there's no nap time and there's kind of more rules and you're really more structured learning, whereas mm-hmm. in pre-K it's still a lot of, you know, music and right. songs and fun, and you have that in kindergarten too, but it's still a little more structured because they have to prepare you for first grade,
right? And standardized testing and all of those things. Yeah.
Beating. But it's so, I think having the full day without, it's not any longer than what he's been doing, but I think having the full day without a nap,
oh, that's a game changer.
So he hasn't had the kind of rest time. And it's only, you know, 20 or 30 minutes, but that's a...
That's a power nap.
Yeah.
That's what Oprah does.
Yeah. So he's not had that. And I think he has worked really hard to kind of keep it together throughout the day at school. Uh-huh. The second he saw me when I picked him up,
aww,
just lost it. Just grumpy and doesn't want to carry his backpack. And we had a meltdown every single day the first week.
Oh, no.
The second he saw me, he just completely, he was done.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I'm his safe place. So he's comfortable, you know,
losing
letting
it
go.
Yeah.
And but it's still just so taxing.
I can imagine.
Just the whole meltdown of it. He's grumpy and he's angry and doesn't want to say bye to his teachers. Just a total 180 of who he was 5 minutes before I got there.
But he doesn't get mad at you for being the one to drop him off and leave him there, does
no,
he?
No, no. Okay, and he loves to go and he loves being there. I think just that transition
right.
of, and I'm happy that he's keeping it together while he's at school. So if he has to lose it,
right,
you
he's
know,
doing
it
at the best
me,
possible time.
Right, but it's still exhausting mm-hmm. and trying to, you know, love him through that. And so getting into the second and third week, we're starting to kind of balance out. But just the whole transition of getting back into school mm-hmm. is tough.
Yeah.
Even moving, and we've kind of been moving up bedtimes. I've never been real strict about bedtimes anyway. That's not my thing.
Right.
But the kids during the summer, you know, they stay up late, they sleep late. So over the last couple of weeks, we've been moving up bedtime.
Right, right.
You know, 30 minutes.
That's how we used to do it.
But even still, it's just, it's not just going to bed early. They have to make sure they have their clothes out for the next day. Everybody has to have a bath. We have to have, everybody has to make their lunch.
Right.
Is your backpack ready?
It's a whole new
yeah.
assembly line of things to do for three kids.
And you just have to start all over again. And all of a sudden, now I have to make sure I have lunch supplies on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just, it's so taxing.
Yeah.
I just, right now, I'm still kind of in the, it's nice to have my house back. It's quiet. I don't have to jump up to make somebody a snack. I don't have to break up a fight. I'm giving myself about 2 weeks before I'm over it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been able to pick up my nephews during the day again mm-hmm. Because I'm between super intense teaching sessions at the pool right now.
Okay.
So I can pick them up again. And I realize the difference in my apartment when they've been there mm-hmm. versus when they haven't. Because last night I had to clear a path just in case of fire at night to make sure I could get to my front door because there was just so much crap. It's everywhere.
Yep.
And dishes. I never thought that a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old could dirty up so many dang dishes. How do they do it? How do kids do it? I don't understand it.
It's cups at my house.
Yeah.
It's cups. How is it possible? I will clean the kitchen and then I swear I turn around and there's five cups on the counter.
Where do they come from?
We only have three kids.
Yeah.
It's just, it's maddening.
They're double fisting chocolate milk, aren't they?
Something.
Yeah.
Or they're hoarding it in their rooms or I don't know what it is.
It is crazy. But then on the weekends when I don't have them and it's quiet and I can watch my 90210 episodes or The Office. I just started watching The Office.
Oh, okay.
And it's almost lonely quiet.
It is.
I would prefer to have to clear the path of crap to my door in case of fire.
Yep.
You know?
I think that's a big part of just motherhood.
Yeah.
Your kids are driving you crazy. You can't wait to get away from them. And then as soon as you're away from them, you're like, oh, I miss my kids. Mm-hmm. And I do. I do miss them during the day. And I, you know, wonder what they're doing. But they're home for 20 minutes and Jude needs a sandwich and Miles wants to be on the computer and Sydney's mad because blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, can everybody just leave me alone?
Go to school.
Oh my gosh, you're driving me nuts.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of that. But we're slowly, I think, trying to figure out our schedule. We've got dance again. Both mm-hmm. of the boys are playing soccer. Our weekends
so it's full
are
throttle
now.
Again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it all starts up at once. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, 3 weeks into dance and both of the boys have soccer on Friday night, so that kind of interferes with our family night, movie night, mm-hmm. and then we have soccer on Saturday, and we're right back in it.
There's no easing into the mom schedule.
There really
isn't. It's just on or off.
It is.
Yeah.
It totally is. I'm counting how soon can the next three-day weekend come up.
Yeah, right?
When's Labor Day? When is, what is it, Veterans Day or?
I don't know. Whatever. All the holidays.
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah.
I'll take them all.
Yeah,
whatever
I don't know.
It is. Bring it on.
I still remember back to when I was in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I still remember, and it's shocking to me because I don't remember very many things, mm-hmm. clearly. I vividly remember my first day of kindergarten and how upset I was and how I did not understand why my mother would leave me there with that stranger lady.
Aww.
Because they didn't do meet the teacher night.
Oh.
I know now they do that, but it was go and then there's a list of names taped to the side of the door
mm-hmm.
and that's how you know who's your teacher for that
right.
year. So there was no meet the teacher. There was no pre-introduction. It was just, okay, here's your new daytime thing. Hope
yeah.
you like it. And I was mortified. I didn't like my teacher. Like my
Aww.
The first kindergarten teacher that I had, I don't think she liked me and I could sense that, so I didn't like her. I ended up having to switch teachers. But I would literally chase my mom's car as she drove away.
Oh no.
Because I didn't want to be in that place.
Oh.
I've always been such an anxious person mm-hmm. when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember ever having a truly good first day of school.
Oh man.
And I can't imagine now that I'm a little bit older mm-hmm. that I can't imagine how my parents must have felt with me reacting that way.
Yeah.
Did they feel guilty? Were they relieved to finally get this neurotic OCD freak out of their hands for a little bit? How does that work?
I think it depends on the kid. Because I distinctly remember my mom telling me, so my kindergarten year, I had a brand new teacher. It uh-huh. was a brand new school. This was her first teaching job.
Oh, wow.
And I rode my bike. Before school started, we practiced me riding the route to uh-huh. school. And we rode the bike up to school to see who your teacher was going to be.
Right.
The first day of school, I got dressed and waved to my mom. And my mom was like, wait, what are you? She didn't take me to school the first day.
Oh, really?
No, I got on my bike and rode to school, and I didn't know this, but she made my dad follow me to make sure I
Aww.
Got there. Okay, she was standing on the porch crying. I was like, see you later.
Aww.
I'm so excited. I'm riding my bike. I'm gone.
Oh, wow.
So it's funny, too, and now because, and I'm totally this mom, but I make such a big deal out of, we have to take the pictures on the porch and the picture mm-hmm. in front of the school and walk you to the class and
take
a
the
picture
pictures
of you
from behind
with
and,
your,
yeah. Yeah.
Take a picture with your teacher.
Uh-huh.
And even this year, Miles is in third grade and Sydney's in fifth. And a lot of the kids don't want their parents to walk them to the
Aww.
And too bad.
Yeah.
You live in my house and I pay the bills.
Give me that.
And until sixth grade, I will walk you in and take a picture with your teacher and then you're on your own.
See, I think if I had a child, I would be that parent. They would be a senior in high school and I would be riding the bus with them and taking video and waiting for the bus to take me back home. I would be that person that wouldn't be able to let it go, I think.
No, you would. I mean, in your heart, you like... I see the parents who say, I couldn't get a picture of my ninth grader. You live here.
Right.
I'm taking a picture on the porch. It doesn't have to be at school, but
I'm getting... You don't have to smile, right? But you're taking it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'll have to work that out. But, I mean, and when they get into junior high and high school, you can't walk them into the school anyway. They don't let the parents in.
Oh, they don't?
No.
I would pose as a student then. I would do whatever I needed to do to make sure I got my kid... But I think that's just because I knew how, or I remember so clearly how I felt about the first day of school. Mm-hmm. I hated it. I hated it. The thought of that school smell,
mm-hmm.
or at least the school that I went to, the smell of it makes me want to gag. If I just think about it, I want to gag because it just brings back all those nerves and how terrified I was.
I think there are a lot of parents that probably feel that guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it may be more working parents than stay-at-home parents.
Uh-huh.
I think the stay-at-home parents by that point are kind of ready for the break. And I think there's already, I think a lot of working parents already have that guilt about not being able to spend the day with their, you know, spend all day with their kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I think that probably plays into it a little more. When my kids first started preschool, they didn't really cry. Miles did. Sydney didn't. But then she cried. We were home for a week with bad weather. And then when we went back to school, back to preschool, she cried every day.
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, I gotta go. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And she was great. Once I was gone, she was great. And she would come to the car every single day. And she was excited and would tell me about her day and how awesome it was. But she wasn't going back.
You know what? That makes me think. So I just did a private lesson for this little boy for this little boy that lives in New Mexico.
Okay.
He was here with his grandmother or grandparents for a little bit. So mom just wanted me to maybe get him doing a basic swim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I did it. I told the grandmother the first day, he's probably not going to have fun at first because he's having to work, because I'm not going to be that person that's blowing bubbles and doing all the fun things.
We're saving lives here.
I'm gonna try and teach this kid how to swim to the side of the pool. That's my only goal. He's going to cry. Grandma's like, that's fine, doesn't bother me, I can handle it, let's go, let's do this. So sure enough, kid's crying. Grandma's trying to calm him down no luck. And I have this conversation with her many, many times. I'm like, if you'll please just let me pick him up,
and you have to go
get him in the water and you walk away and come back. That's all you have to do. Just give him to me. It is so hard to convince somebody to just give you their crying child and let you do what you need to do with them. But in the end, that's 100% the best thing that you can do for them.
That's
so
true.
Maybe my mom driving off while I'm chasing the car after kindergarten drop off was the best thing she could have done for me. But it's hard to see it that way at the time, you know?
Yeah, I think part of that, too, is you have to set expectations.
Uh-huh.
So at the kids' preschool, they recommend not saying bye, not saying the word bye.
Like, you see just you later tell them, or something?
I'll be back after lunch, or mommy's going to leave, I'll be back after nap time.
Okay.
And I had to do that with Sydney for a while. Mommy's going to go run some errands, and I'll be back after lunch, or whatever. So, and the thing that I always tell my kids, no matter what, whenever they have that anxiety about me leaving, I always say, mommy always comes back.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where I go or where you go or what I'm doing, mommy always comes back.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when I pick them up, I tell them, see, mommy's back. Didn't I tell you mommy always comes back? So I think part of that maybe too is setting that expectation. I think if you drop your kid and run.
Yeah.
They really do feel that abandonment. But I think if you set expectations, even if they cry through that, they they hear you saying, I'll be back.
You know, with Jake, my nephew, my sister is a working mom. Mm-hmm. She has been since he was born, and she went back from maternity leave. So it's nothing new to him. Mm-hmm. But that child has gotten the guilt trip down to an art. The other day, it was a few days ago, she texted me and she said, I feel so bad. Jake knew the perfect thing to say to me this morning before I left for work. And she was feeling so guilty. And that's a thing. Like, she really struggles with the guilt of doing what she's got to do to take care of her family.
Yep.
That's just the way that it is. She's doing what she's got to do, and there's no way around it. But that child, he knows how to say things to make you feel like the smallest. Like, if he wants to play something or if he wants to read a book or whatever, he doesn't say, hey, let's do this. He'll say, don't you want to do this? Don't you want to read this book? Don't you want to play Play-Doh? No, not really. But okay, since you put it that way, don't I want to? Then yes, I do. I do really want to make Play-Doh food right now. Thank you. But that child has gotten the guilt trip down. Oh, and I feel so bad for my sister because I know that it goes gets straight to her head.
No.
You know? And she's got to I've really got to try and talk her down off of a ledge when he does that stuff. I've gone back and forth on this whole wanting to be a mom thing so much. Like, I know at the end of the day, I never wanted to be pregnant. That has never once changed. But the thought of having a child and raising them, and I think I know that I would be a really good mom.
Yeah, you would.
But
it's a lot.
So
it's definitely a lot. And there are definitely major perks to being the aunt.
Oh, yeah.
My sister is the aunt, and my kids adore her. Oh.
God, on Friday, I got to take Jake to dinner. Mm-hmm. You know what I took? What I got him for dessert right before I took him home? We went to Chili's, and I got him that giant skillet cookie with ice cream on it. And I took a few bites of it. I didn't love it. I probably would have had more if I had loved it. But that thing was gone completely before we left, and then I got to drop him off and I was like, bye, love you. Hopefully it wasn't a disaster, but that's the benefit of being the aunt.
It is. My sister has a playroom at her house for the kids. She does a weekend with each kid individually, usually for their birthday and maybe one other time throughout the year, and she'll just take that one kid for miles. They go to a movie and they go to the arcade, and he gets to watch YouTube. And it's just, I think that is probably super awesome.
Yeah, it is.
The cool aunt and the fun aunt, and you get to do all of that fun stuff. And I have nieces and nephews, but I don't get to do that stuff because I have kids.
Right.
So you miss out on that.
Not I.
But I think it's pretty awesome.
I am milking this aunt stuff for everything that I can.
That's the way to go.
Yep. I'm gonna have my baby sleeping on top of me at nap time until they're grown. So sorry, hope it's not weird, but
it's not weird.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.